AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. On Capitol Hill, turmoil among House Republicans. The man they nominated for House Speaker, Representative Steve Scalise, telling reporters after a closed-door meeting,
I just shared with my colleagues that I'm withdrawing my name as a candidate for Speaker designee.
Lisa Dwyer has more.
He had been furiously working to secure votes after being nominated by a majority of his colleagues. But after hours of private meetings over 2 days and late into the evening on Capitol Hill, it was clear lawmakers were not budging from their refusal to support him.
Our conference still has to come together and is not there. There are still some people that have their own agendas. And I was very clear, we have to have everybody put their agendas on the side and focus on what this country needs.
Scalise was trying to peel off more than 100 votes, mostly from those who backed his chief rival, Jim Jordan, favored by hardliners, who announced he was no longer in the running and had tossed his vote to Scalise. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The day's major story, the war between Israel and Hamas. It's now claimed more than 2,800 lives on the two sides. Israel's military has been pulverizing the Gaza Strip with airstrikes and says it's prepared for a possible ground invasion should political leaders order one. Meantime, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. will provide a way for Americans to leave Israel.
Beginning tomorrow, the United States government will arrange charter flights to provide transportation from Israel to sites in Europe. They're still working through some of the details of that to assist U.S. citizens and their immediate family members who have, for whatever reason, not been able to provide commercial transit out of the country.
And in Colorado, jurors have convicted a police officer in the 2019 death of Elijah McClain. Another officer and two paramedics await trial. This is AP News. Sony's Access Controller for PlayStation aims to make gaming easier for people with disabilities.
A big plus with Access is you don't have to hold the controller to use it. Alvin Daniel is PlayStation's senior technical program manager.
It's designed to lay flat on a table, a wheelchair tray, on a lap board. It can be mounted with a lot of different mounting options. Tripods, for example.
Also, it's much easier to press the buttons. Paul Lane uses his mouth, cheek, and chin to push the buttons on his PlayStation.
I game with the side of my hands, and my hands are pretty big. So me being able to space off the buttons, I'll be able to press the buttons in a way where I'm not hitting two buttons at a time.
Lane is a consultant on Access.
It's like a reunion that I lost a close companion and being able to reunite with that person again.
The Access goes on sale in December. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.